Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon, PSMI. We are live today on the show, amen. Standing in for our very own Apostle Michael Shakespeare, amen, who we just continue to lift up in prayer, amen. Today is Prophetic Thursday, hallelujah. Another day to be alive above the ground and not below the ground, amen. And still, we got good health and strength, amen, hallelujah. It is a blessing to be alive, hallelujah, and not only just being alive, but being saved, sanctified, and fire baptized in Holy Ghost filled. So it is a blessing, amen. We are alive, hallelujah, here to do the work of him that sent us, amen. We are here to be the forerunners for God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We got Pastor Shatwan on the show today. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm quite sure we got my Bertha Sylvia. Amen. I'm quite sure we got Evangelist Renee. Hallelujah. The intercessors are in queue. Amen. And we just want to say good morning. Tessa.
Good morning. We have Youngest Renee on the line. My birthday haven't came in, and Sylvia has not come in yet. Neither has Althea or Shireen, but we looking for them to come in, so we looking forward to having the word go forth this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen, 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 amen. I'm just excited about what God is doing. I don't know about y'all, but this has been a week. Amen. This has been some type of week that we've been having as being intercessors. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm glad that we're able to go through for God, for the sake of God. Amen. And the Bible tells us to know God is to suffer. And a lot of times that's how we begin to get better, and it don't come to destroy us, but it comes to help us. Amen. And a lot of times people think God is just so mean, amen, but God just want to know, would you still serve him in the midst of your going through?
Amen.
And a lot of times when we go through, women of God, that people want to get up and throw in the towel, amen, we got some people that want to give up, amen. Not only that they want to give up, but they complain. Hallelujah. Then when everything going good, they still complaining. One thing I come to realize, you cannot please mankind.
You sure can't.
Amen.
It's better to please God than to please man.
You know, serving God is inconvenient, and it's not a fair weather experience.
I'm telling you, and even it's God can't even please it. It just seems like someone could just never be satisfied. Amen. You know,
right.
You even have some wealthy people. Amen. Hallelujah. That just, you know, I don't know if y'all ever watched soap operas. Amen. Those ain't nothing but the lifestyle of rich people.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so we just got to, what Paul tells us, the Paul said, whatever state I find myself in.
Find myself in.
And learn to be content.
That's right. And a lot of times we don't want to be content. We don't want to be content. We want to be on a hush, on a rush. Sometimes we need to get somewhere, set out, and wait. Amen. Hallelujah. It's just like when you are cooking, amen, you making stuff from scratch, amen, it's going to take time because you got to put the ingredients all together. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why I like making cake from scratch. Amen.
Right the first time.
What you say?
Just say, even when you make a cake from scratch or biscuits from scratch, you don't always get it right the first time. You have to keep practicing it to perfect it.
That's right.
Amen. Prophet, before we go, we already have a caller in queue.
Amen.
Amen. You want me to open that mic up?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Area code 601-659. Your mic is hot.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Andrea from Mississippi.
How you doing?
Amen.
Today?
God bless you.
God bless you all. I was just listening in right now.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, thank God for having you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So, I mean, today is just been like, oh my God, today is it's a wonderful day. Amen. It's a blessing. Amen.
Yes, it is.
A lot of times, and you know what? One thing I come to realize and I come to understand that the enemy don't not get started until the lights are out. But when the lights is up and it's bright outside and everything is up and live, amen, the enemy gets away and sit down. And then, you know what? That reminds me of that song that they used to. It's an old song about the freaks come out at night.
Freaks come out at night. Yes.
And
they do.
And a lot of times, that's when the believers need to be up praying.
That's
right.
It.
That's right.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to the name, God. Glory, glory, glory.
Oh, it is so, I'm telling you, it is so, so amazing that I think about that, you know, a lot of times, I don't know, and then we're going to get into some prayer time, amen. When you have, I don't know if anybody on here ever had a toothache.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That toothache be good during the day, but you let the sun go down. You let it get dark outside. O-M-G. You cannot sleep. You cannot rest.
Let that dentist office close in the evening on Saturday night. When the office is closed, that's when it start acting up.
Yeah. So we have to, is that a fear on the run?
Over the weekend.
Is that Shireen?
Shireen is on.
That's, I know that sound like Shireen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Powerful voice.
Striking folk. Amen. Yes, the prophet saying is, he says so when you say the freaks come out at night. That's when the demons, your worst demons come out at night. Because between the hours of 9 and 12, 12 and 3, 3 and 6, the intercessors are not really on the wall praying. And then, yeah. And between 12 and 3 is when a lot of crime occurs in the city. So those hours aren't covered as highly as the noonday and the morning hours.
Absolutely.
You know what, my brother? And you know what? And this another thing that I realized. A lot of times, the death angel rides during the night hour.
And
a lot of times people, if you notice when people say they died at 5 o'clock this morning, sun still ain't came up yet. They died 2, 3 o'clock this morning. Sun still ain't came up yet. And he is calling, and the Lord has been dealing with me about prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. I was sitting at Pastor Quan's house when the Lord has given me a series to teach the people about in Indianapolis how to pray, what to pray, and when to pray.
That's it.
Because, see, some people don't even know how to pray.
That's right.
When you get to a certain level, a certain place in God, you can like put a little demand on the spirit. You cannot command nothing from God. Amen. And somebody got a lot of noise in their background.
I'm sorry, that's me with that water running.
Okay, praise God. Okay, all right. So I was, you know, it just seemed like, you know, when you've been living all that you know how to live before God, when you've been serving Him, you ain't cussed nobody out. You've been taking hits. You've been taking blow after blow after blow. After blow, after blow, after blow, battle, after battle, after battle. You didn't complain. You didn't murmur. You didn't give up. You didn't threat to throw in the towel. But you've still been faithful. Faithful with your prayer life. Faithful with your witness.
faithful with your walk with God. When you've been doing that, amen, and you've been taking all you can take off the enemy, and you just seem like ain't nothing going in your favor, you got the right to put a demand on your blessing.
That's
Woo.
It. Jesus. My God.
Only. You could put a demand on something if you've been living something.
That's right.
That's even on the job. Hello, sir. I know the devil don't like this, but I'm going to tell it. Let me turn this heat down. This is distracting. We have to put a, we can put a demand on our blessing all because we've been seeking, we've been praying, amen, and people are getting spiritually upset. People, saints are getting very upset all because this ain't going right in their favor. This ain't going right in their favor. But I'm here to serve notice on the devil, on the religious folks. Amen. You ain't been living nothing. You ain't been praying for nobody. You ain't been encouraging nobody just because your needs at home. If you ain't been in your word, if you ain't been before the throne of God, if you ain't been praying since you've been going through, if you ain't been taking blows, you've been murmuring and complaining like the Israelites were, guess what? You ain't got no right to put a demand on nothing.
No, you don't.
That's just like going to work. You working. Amen. Hallelujah. And everybody else around you getting a promotion. Amen. And you at work and you half working, you come in late, calling out. Amen. But then you want to pay, you want the results. No, baby. Ding dong, bust your bubble. You ain't going to get it. Amen. You got to work for it. You got to be there early. Sometimes you got to stay a little late. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you want the promotion.
That's right.
Just like with God. If you want the results, if you want the blessings of God, that means you have to be able to go through and take chastisement. A lot of times we can't take to be chastised. We can't take to nobody to tell us nothing. All because we think we got it all together. We think we high and mighty. We think we can't nobody tell us nothing. We know it all. The devil is a liar.
Okay, stand correction.
All right. Maybe I wasn't supposed to talk
right.
like that.
You're talking right.
But
you know, Father, you said a mouthful. When you said sometimes, you know, some people don't know how to pray, what to pray, when to pray, how to pray it. And I was reading Psalms 91, and the Lord asked me three things. You know, we always quote that first verse. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And God says, do my people know how to dwell? Do my people know how to enter into the secret place? Do my people know how to abide under the shadow? And do you know how to get there? A lot of people don't even know how to get into the dwelling place of the Lord. A lot of people don't know where the secret place is or how they obtain the secret place so that they can abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
You know what? Let me say this. We got to get into some prayer time. We got to get into some prayer. Amen.
Yes,
we
Lord.
As believers, amen. Hallelujah. The disciples didn't know how to pray. But what did they say? Master,
teach me.
Teach us how to pray. Teach us how we should pray. What Jesus' reply was. Jesus' reply was, when you begin to pray, he said, pray Abba, Father. Amen. Which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom
come.
Your
will. Your will, not my will, but your will be done.
Your will be done.
For me to do what I need to do. Lord, if it's in your will for me to go this place, if it's your will for me to do this, is it your will for me to say that? Is it your will for me to have that? Lord, what is your will for my life? Ah.
Yes, Lord.
What is your will for my life?
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your will, God. Your will.
Sometimes when we pray, we don't even pray the will of God.
That's right. Like you
did,
no results.
Praise God. Pastor my God, my God, today.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who's up for prayer today? Who feel like praying today? I'm praying to them. I know these intercessors. I know these intercessors' heart is fish group. Amen. Uh-huh.
We do have Mad Janice on the line. I don't know if she feel like praying, but her mic is open.
Mad Janice.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm gonna get Shaquan.
I sent you a text message. You didn't answer me.
I didn't get no text.
You ain't even got to press one. I'm going to open your mic when I see you.
Jesus. I thank God for it.
Come on and take it to the throne, Majanice.
That's because you got a prayer down in your belly for today, Majanice.
Come on, Majanice.
As the Lord needs you, the will be done in you.
I can go ahead and pray. I just pulled up to this gas station.
Oh, Jesus.
But,
put the pot, get up, put it in grace, get your foot off the gas, and start praying.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. We honor you, God. We magnify you. We exalt your holy name. There is none other like you, Father. You are the one true and living God, and we just tell you thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for this day that you have made. We choose to rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. We just thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for all the things that you've done, oh God, and for every way that you brought us through, oh God. We thank you, God, for every trial, every circumstance that we've encountered, oh God, that we leaned on you, oh God, and you answered, oh God. You said when we call upon you, you would answer, and you've done just that. You've shown yourself mighty in our lives, oh God, and we acknowledge that today, oh God. We acknowledge, Father, that you have been faithful, oh God. Even the times that we were faithless, you showed yourself faithful, God. So we in the name of Jesus, we just ask you, Lord God, that you would forgive us, Father. Forgive us, Father, for those things that we've said and done, Father, that are not pleasing unto you, oh God. We ask you, Father, to forgive us, Father, for not doing those things that you have called us to do, Father. We ask you, Lord God, that you would create in us clean hearts and renew within us right spirits, Lord God, so that we can come before you, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God, because you are faithful to forgive, God, and we just give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord God. I ask you, Father, that you would, Father, look upon the urban areas in the United States, Father, for all the murders, Father, the senseless murders that are happening in our cities, oh God, especially in Chicago, Lord God. We come Father, and we ask you, Father, that you would end the senseless violence, Father, however you have to do, Father. Let your will be done, God, because we know, Father, that the blood of the innocent is crying out to you, oh God. So we ask you, Father, that you would look upon the land, God, and have mercy upon us, God. Have mercy upon us. We ask you, Father, that you would turn the hearts, Father, of the gangbangers and the drug dealers, Father, and even those, Father, that are just calling, Father, the senseless things, God. We ask you, Father, that you would look upon them and turn their hearts to you, God. Send forth the ministers, Father, and the evangelists, Father, that can minister to those people that need you, Father. For your people need a Savior, Father. And we ask you, Father, that you would fill our mouths and fill our bellies, Father, with the words to say for those who are speaking to belong, God. Let them know, Father, that they belong to you, Father, and that they have not been, that they are not God, and that they have not been abandoned, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father, that you would sit, Father, an anointing, Father, that would destroy the yoke, Father, on the minds of people, God. Yes, you, Father, that you would lead them to the ministry, Father, in the area, Father, that you have destined them to be, God. We ask you to take, Father, the chains off the door, Father, that you would bring churches out of foreclosure, God, for the men and women of God, Father, to go forth in this season, God. We ask you, Lord God, that they would raise up without hindrance, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father, that you would look, Father, upon the homeless, Father, and the hungry in this season, Lord God. And this is a high time deportment. We ask you, Father, that you would send help to the lost, God, in the name of Jesus, to those that are sleeping out in the cold, oh God.
Hallelujah.
For the homeless, God. And I ask you, Father, that you would open up, Father, God, the warm instances, Father, and the places where they can go get warm meals, Father, and warm beds, God, and let there be no violence when they get there, Father. Even, Father, open up the places that will take the people that don't have identification, God, in the name of Jesus. Let none be turned away in this season, God, in the areas, Father, where we dwell. We take full authority, God. We take full authority over those cities, Lord God. We decree and declare, Father, that the doors are open for the homeless, Lord God, and that they should go forth, Father, and even those that are not in their right minds, oh God, we ask you, Father, to give them wisdom, Father, give them, Father, the opportunity to be in their right mind, and that they can go and teach God, even if you have to send for, Father, to go out and seek them out, God, I ask you, Father, to willingly go, God, in this season, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the bereavement, God, for all those who are suffering depression, Father, God, I ask you, Father, that you will heal their hearts, God, heal their minds this season, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father, if you would remove the spirit of suicide off of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know that you still love them, even though, Father, I know in your word it says, when my mother and father forsake me, the Lord will take me up, God. I ask you, Father, if you would take them up in this season, God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Father, particularly, that you will